Hey guys, hello and a very warm welcome to this podcast presented by CNBCTV18.com in association with WazirX. Relationship with money, investing and financial planning has radically changed in the past few decades. New asset classes like crypto and NFTs have penetrated the markets as millions of people take their first steps into investing. These changes require a modernized approach to financial education, one that provides people of all ages with knowledge of new, emerging, and traditional financial products and services. With these new lucrative financial trends emerging, a large section of millennials is even counting on cryptocurrencies to help fund their retirement. These new use cases of crypto is redefining retirement for workers of all ages. Unlike as a mode of passive investment, this use case of crypto is new for everyone. It is worth exploring on how this new digital currency will work and shape the way we transact in the future. To understand the pulse of how millennials are using crypto to fund their retirement, I am now joined by Raj Kapoor. He's founder and CEO, India Blockchain Alliance. I'm also joined by Rohit Kundliwala. He's cryptocurrency marketing manager at WazirX to discuss this and many more burning questions. Gentlemen, hi, thank you so much for joining us. Let me start with you first, Rohit. We've seen all kind of people, whether it's millennial, older people, established people, beginners, new adopters, all open to invest in riskier assets to pay for their early retirements. How have you seen the trend go on? And has it changed lately, especially with the new tax regime coming in?
Thanks a lot, Manisha, for having me on the show. And I think the question that you've raised is very interesting. First thing that maybe we also need to see is that where have been millennials investing before these things, right? I think smart people and smart money have been finding ways to increase their net worth or their money or their revenue stream in some way or the other. So it's not uncommon that the newer generation finds newer ways to get exposure to more risk and be rewarded accordingly. So it's not only cryptocurrencies. We've seen this time and now for since more than 20 years. You know, in the year 2000, they were the generation before me. They've invested in the dot-com bubble. You know, so it's not only this time that this is happening. This has been happening and this will keep happening forever. It's very unlikely that a lot of people are probably not going to succeed in retiring, because like in dot-com boom, not a lot of people made serious money and sustained that. Making money is easy, but keeping that is a little difficult in crypto, especially in crypto. So yeah.
Well, yes, absolutely. Things change, don't they? And by the time we'll retire, I don't know what all new asset classes will we see and where would crypto and blockchain as a technology would be. What's your sense, Raj? And a lot of people who think that this can be a long-term investment and should be added in portfolio, what would your advice be?
Well, first of all, the very fact that we have so much adoption of the currency in such a short period of time means that there is a lot of interest, that's for sure. Awareness, not so much. It's more like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. A lot of people following where they think is going to be a lot of money. And that, I think, is critical, because awareness, I think, is completely missing. It's just follow the leader right now. It's going to change. There is going to be a fallout. And of course, there'll be a lot of people, you know, as we said, falling by the wayside. Now, one thing is there, the younger generation has always been the one who's going to take on new technologies, new adoption. It's not surprising that, you know, there was some time back a research by YPulse, and they actually got 13 to 39 year olds cornered more than 70-80% of the market in terms of putting in the monies. That's a lot of people in that age group. So basically, you'll find the Generation X and, you know, as holders, and the other guys, like young guys, the Generation Z, they're the ones getting in big time. Because they look at the big money. It looks very attractive to them. They want instant result, on-tap results. And I think that is what's driving them towards the crypto craze. Nothing wrong with it right now. Awareness a little bit laced with it will make a big difference. There's a lot of opportunity, not just crypto now. We've got the NFTs coming in. We've got the metaverse coming in. There's so many iterations within this space now. It's a matter of time before we realize what's our sweet spot. Right now, the sweet spot seems to be crypto. Let's see how it goes from here.
Sure does. You know, again, the conversation or the thing that goes against it really is, as per many critiques, is that this is an asset class which is not proven yet, but the kind of money and adoption that we've seen has been quite huge. So it's not backed by gold or dollar. I mean, some of the stable coins are, sure, but it's not correlated with other asset classes. It still seems to be finding its feet on. Raj, how would you, you know, convince or make non-believers into believers when it comes to crypto?
Actually, if you just have to, you know, trace the trends over the last 2 years on every asset class, whether it has been land, gold, shares, stock, commodities, oil, you'll see that crypto is basically, Bitcoin, for example, has outpaced each of them in terms of returns. I won't call that the only way why you should invest, but that's, you know, it's sort of assess the trend, start your thinking. Well, is it for real? Couple of things. There are some really good cryptos, and I'm not only talking about Bitcoins or unsupported asset classes. There are some which are really backed by good projects, good ideas. There's a lot of adoption in them, and they are good in the long term. I would never recommend somebody going in for, you know, fast money. That's never been a good idea, even whether it's the crypto or the stock markets or anything else. Come easy, go easy. That's exactly what happens when you have, when you're looking for fast money. Yes, the younger generation does look for faster money. Yes, we all try to see that. But I think to convince people, I think an awareness is very, very important when we make people understand the pitfalls of investments. It's just like, you know, you have a pack of cigarettes. It says cigarette smoking is injurious to health. But you know you're well informed and you can decide whether you're going to pick up a fag or you're going to say, I'll leave the box one side. So I think that's very critical to bring in the awareness. It's very critical to make the younger generation involved and get it down from the school level. It's the young guys. There is no education awareness at school levels. There's no education even in the college levels. Very, very little. In tier two, almost nothing. And that's where a lot of adoption is happening. Tier two is coming in big time. The youngsters there are really joining the bandwagon. Awareness is better. It's always good to learn to swim before you jump into the deep blue sea. That's my advice. Get aware. There are a lot of good opportunities. We got to just pick them up.
Well, I get your point. Well, yes, easy money never, ever stays. But, you know, somehow the instant gratification is something that sticks on, especially with the millennials, as you could see. But this one is to you, Rohit. And what is the sense that you see in sense of future of crypto? How is it evolving? Is it suiting to consumers, mm-hmm. changing requirements as an asset class or as an investment class?
Yeah, I mean, if we look at the growth that crypto has seen in the world right now, it's nothing that any other asset class has seen in the history of humankind, right? And what we are seeing right now is really never before in humans' history that we've seen three things coming together, right? We can talk to each other. The communication is very fast. And we can create communities together. And we can transfer value together. What crypto has done really is brought these three things together so close that, you know, it's a whole different ecosystem that can be built on this. So from the point that, does it add value? Yes. Like, you know, the good cryptocurrencies does add value, but like in all the, you know, technology boom and busts, we will see that most of these cryptos will not survive for some time. And unfortunately, retail investors always burn their hands. So it comes down to how much do you believe in crypto, right? So but anybody who would ask me to how much should I invest in, I would say, well, how much percentage do you think that you believe in crypto? If you believe only 10%, from your whole this thing, you know, your analysis that crypto will survive. So only put 10% maybe. So from the point that will the technology stay? Yes, absolutely. The blockchain technology is much bigger than what crypto is. There are many complex problem statements that can be solved using, you know, technologies like CBDCs, flash loans and stuff like that, which probably a retail investor will probably never buy. But does it add value? Yes. Does it add value to a speculator? Probably not. They are all risking a lot of things out there. So education, like we've discussed like just a while ago, is a very must. It's a very important thing to consider when somebody is putting in. Yeah.
Rohit, you mentioned on how much you should be adding crypto as a portfolio, but Raj, this question is to you. What should be a strategy really when you're investing in cryptocurrencies? We do understand that out of the 18,000 that are available right now, perhaps we'll have 8,000 or even 800 for that matter by the time this thing really settles down. What should really be a strategy in choosing or making a portfolio with the better cryptocurrencies available?
Sure. The first thumb rule is to invest only that much that you can afford to lose without crying. That's the first thumb rule. The second thing is I would allocate in my entire portfolio about 5 to 7% of my entire portfolio initially, especially if you are new in this, if you are new at this game, 5 to 7%, no more. That would be a good strategy to start off with. Feel the waters, get things moving, get the feel, and then decide whether, right, am I made for this or not? Third, get a health checkup for sure. Don't be of a weak heart, because that's going to be major, major swings. And I believe that. And I always told guys, listen, what goes up comes down equally fast. So, well, or you get out at the right time. But chances are most people don't get on. The greed drives them on. And finally, look at projects that really have value. And that can be the way, the key strategy for us. Just imagine if a lot of people lost money in the Squid project recently. I mean, that's real rug pull. There are so many rug pulls and so many unscrupulous elements in the 18,000 plus tokens. Do we really need so many? No, we don't need them. It boils down to awareness. So as a strategy, put 5 to 7%, not more. Only put what you can afford to lose. And three, have a long-term strategy. There is no such thing as fast money. There's no such thing as quick money. Yes, you need instant gratification. Fine. Take a chance. Go to the horse races. And then you might just win something there. That's instant gratification. Or just toss a coin and have a bet over it. That's instant. But don't let that be a strategy for the crypto market. The crypto market is far too volatile, far too nascent, far too unexplored for people to actually make a lot of guesstimates. But sticking there is not going anywhere. Blockchain obviously is not going anywhere. That's the underpinning technology, but neither is crypto. It's too far in the game now. The elephant's in the room. Let's learn to dance with it.
Well, that is well said. And you mentioned about Squid Coin. Well, I was following the Will Smith coin recently, which was burned on the Oscar night as well. So, well, yes, there is no dearth of all of these coins around there. But
Yes, you're right. There's no dearth of people and there's no dearth of idiots either, for that matter.
All right, out. Okay, Rohit, this is to you. Even as there are a lot of coins, and yes, you guys have given a lot of sane advice on how to go about this. But, younger people are more restless and cryptos are more volatile. It does seem like that this is their kind of an asset class. Easy accessibility, easy availability. And yes, money can be made or lost for that matter in a matter of minutes there. But when it comes to investment, when it comes to strategizing, when it comes to holding it for a longer time, I mean, that is the only way to make money in cryptocurrencies. How would you make rules, regulations, or a thumb rule there?
Holding cryptocurrencies for a long time would not be actually the right strategy for most of the cryptos. Holding good cryptocurrencies for a long time will. The problem that retail investor would do is they would hold most of the cryptos that they have. They are all shitcoins and they'll keep them till the time it goes to zero or to no value. So they need to, first the investor needs to, or anybody who's planning to put, needs to understand that what is that technology. If they are going to buy some shitcoin and then keep it for 10 months or the next, or for the whole life, it won't make sense for them. So I think managing your trading then is much more important than choosing what asset you're going to trade on. A trader would make money anyway. In crypto, in stock market, a good trader will make money. You asked from the regulation point of view. See, regulation is going to come, right? It's an inevitable thing that will happen. We've seen some good steps that our government has taken. Although there are some things that, a lot of the community members do not agree on, like increased taxes and, the TDS part. But the fact is that for the first time in history, we have the conversation in the parliament. We have people discussing on this. We have our finance ministry and RBI debating on these things. That's good, I think. So overall, it's a good thing. retail investors are not, regulation will come in. There is a lot of learning that is needed from the other countries which are doing these things in similar way. And there are a lot of research papers that are coming in. I'm sure the advisors to the government are taking note of all those things. And it's in the right direction.
Right. Regulations in right directions in one part. And I get another statement that you made, Rohit, that holding short or long clearly isn't the thing, but holding the right cryptocurrency clearly makes all the difference. So last couple of questions, really. And Raj, I'll put this to you. We've seen a lot of reasons for crypto to be popular, the kind of adoption that we've seen, not just India, but globe over. One is to onboard the technology, and the second is the kind of returns it can give. What should be the right reason, really, to add crypto to your portfolio?
The right reasons to join crypto, basically, as I said, analyze and read the white papers of all cryptos. One of the things which I do, we do at our organization, is do a lot of analytics on all cryptos which are issued. And we have a pretty large team which does that, because at the end of the day, we are trying to make some sense out of this madness which is there. We don't want to make something out of that. And we're doing that. A lot of analysis, yes. Now, you may not do that. There are people who do that. We'll do that. And then we put across our views, analysis of A, why this crypto is existing. Why does this token need to be there? Is it a need? Is it a real world solution? Are there applications for this in real time? Most people don't even look at all these. They just dive right in. How many people know more than 10? I can bet my last buck. Most people can't name more than 10 to 15 crypto or tokens. They don't know that. They know all the popular ones. But more important, they are popular, yes. You know, the Shiba Inu is popular, but what does that have? Nothing. It's trying something now, but nothing. So we need to really analyze where we put our money, just like we would put it. We've been doing it for hundreds of years, actually, if you look at that. The history of money always tells us we've been always doing that. We never put all our eggs in one basket. We invest in different places. So spread your risks. Understand what the particular token stands for or a particular coin is standing for. Why is it being given as a reward? Why is it being in circulation in the first place? Look at the circulation numbers. Look at things that are red flags. There are many red flags. You read a couple of white papers, and within the first two papers, two sheets, you'll come to know so many red flags. Understand who's backing the projects. Understand if it's not a spoof of a project. Look at it, the real backers, or it's just a spam. There are so many of them. Trust me, out of the 18,000 plus, I don't even think 21-25% will actually survive by the end of next year. All these things, buffer it up with some education, buffer it up by reading a lot on this. There is a lot to read and a lot of opinions. It's one space where everybody has an opinion. But make up your own mind after doing a little bit of diligence. A little bit of diligence doesn't harm anybody. Go for the diligence. Don't go and join the rat race. There is money to be made, and fantastic. No other asset class, as we've mentioned here in the show, has actually given us these results. There must be some substance to it. Let's back it. It's an expression. Crypto is an expression of freedom for all of us. It takes us away from the shackles of centralization. And that's why millennials are actually attracted to it. There are no rules as such. We need regulations, yes. But right now, it's a time to express. And that's what cryptos are doing, expressing. Learn, then invest. Understand, then invest. Don't jump into the sea, as I said, before you learn how to swim.
It sure is a good thing. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for joining us, Raj and Rohit. So we do understand that discipline, due diligence, read the white paper, do your own research. And yes, perhaps you could have a portfolio that would give you money and even your retirement plans. That is exactly what we are hoping here. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for joining us for this podcast.
Thanks a lot,
Manisha. Thank you so much. Thanks. Thank you.